Hello. Thanks for listening to Playwrights Horizon Soundstage, a series of scripted audio experiences. This is Natasha Sinha. I'm Associate Artistic Director here at the theater. And today we released this episode by Erin Courtney called You Can't Hide From Yourself. Erin's one of our favorite playwrights. She's an Obie winner and, of course, part of the legendary 13P. And we're excited to welcome the incredible Kate Bergstrom as her director. This is, of course, a commission, but when it came in, we had come to the realization that we had to indefinitely postpone producing new soundstage episodes for bandwidth reasons and post-pandemic realities, blah, blah, blah. You can guess the rest. But what's awesome here is that Erin's director, Kate, is also a brilliant and experienced audio producer. And luckily, we were able to help them put together Erin's episode with an all-star cast. And side note, Erin actually wrote this play with Crystal Finn, Lucy Taylor, and Todd Almond in mind. The play is a thriller, it's a New York City dark comedy, it's a strangely charming story about two doppelgangers living in a building and what they share. It might make you think about that tension between wanting to be alone and wanting company, and about making new, unexpected discoveries about ourselves. One of my favorite little nuggets from Erin about this play was from an early email, when she said she sees it as a quote-unquote love letter to neighbors. So here goes, the newest soundstage episode. Please enjoy You Can't Hide From Yourself.
Story. Our story begins with a plate of cookies left outside my door during the pandemic.
No, don't emphasize.
As soon as I said it, I know.
Yeah.
Ha ha. What is our story? That sounded like a wildlife nature show.
Listen. What is our story?
Oh, like a real question.
Our story begins.
Okay, ready? What is our story? Our story begins with a plate of cookies left outside my door during the pandemic. In the 8 years that I have lived on Steinway Street in Astoria, I have never had a single conversation with a neighbor. Our building has 4 floors, and there are 6 apartments on each floor. That's at least 24 tenants, and somehow I didn't know one person's name. I worked from home. I rarely went outside. Even before the quarantine times, I was just home a lot. Well, I'm ironically, a travel writer.
I think just let it go.
I worked from home. I rarely went outside. Even before the quarantine times, I was just home a lot. I am, ironically, a travel writer. Cue sitcom laugh track.
That's so cool.
I entertained myself learning GarageBand, and now I'm the host of my own podcast.
Dun, da, 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 da.
Okay, but now here's the real, this is the real theme music.
Okay.
My name is Crystal.
And I'm Lucy.
And this is You Can't Hide From Yourself. Back to that plate of cookies. It's April 2020. Sirens are nonstop. No one is going outside. There are not enough masks in the pharmacies, so if we do go out, we wear homemade masks. Cookies. I hear a little, gentle knock on my door. So gentle, I think it's my neighbor's cat jumping off the couch. But eventually, I think, was that a knock? Was it? There, on the ground in the hallway, is a plate of chocolate chip cookies with a little handwritten note on a piece of red construction paper. For you. And I look up and down the hallway, and on the floor in front of each door is a plate of cookies and a little handwritten note. For you. I bring the plate of cookies inside my apartment, but I will never eat them. I can't trust something made by a stranger. For you.
Well, I thought that cookies were a great idea. I'm not a person who normally bakes cookies, so it was a weird impulse, but I didn't think they were going to become a deal or a thing. We were all at home. We were all lonely and anxious, and I thought, this is something I can do. This is a neighborly thing I can do for my neighbors.
This is my upstairs neighbor, Lucy.
Very soon after that, we began seeing and hearing rats. inside the building first, just a few, but then it was an infestation.
I started to think it had been the cookies.
I could hear them scurrying. I live in 3F.
I live in 2F, and we are both listening to the rats in the walls.
And what we didn't know yet is that my downstairs neighbor, Crystal, and I look almost exactly alike.
Like twins.
Twins. No, not that one.
Oh, shit. Not that. Sorry. This.
Imagine you could strip away the front of our building and you could see our two apartments' identical floor plans stacked on top of each other, and in each apartment a woman who looks exactly like the other one, and we begin to move in unison. Like in E.T., when E.T. and Elliot are moving the same, E.T. drinks the beer at home, and at the same time Elliot is suddenly drunk in science class.
I wake up 2 a.m. and I walk the 11 steps to toilet.
Then one step to sink, hand to towel rack. In the morning, 16 steps to coffee maker.
Yesterday's coffee grounds into trash under the kitchen sink. We didn't know, but our movements had synced up. Our daily routines are not really that different, so we didn't notice that anything strange was happening at first.
But then I started to crave candy. I am a woman who craves salt. Suddenly, I'm ordering all the candy from Amazon. Ropes of licorice, sweet tarts, candy dots, not even chocolates, just sugar, sugar, sugar. And, of course, I am a smoker.
I've always been into sugar, and that's my only vice. But out of the blue, I must smoke 3 cigarettes a day.
I felt like I was being possessed by a demon, but a really ordinary one.
Yeah, a really very pedestrian demon. Something felt odd, but the whole world felt odd. You know, we couldn't see anyone. We couldn't leave our houses.
I started to get more and more tired.
More and more depressed.
I've never in my life been a depressed person, so I didn't know what was happening. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't do anything. I'm not really eating. I can't return emails.
I lie to my editors and tell them it's almost done. It's coming. My family leaves me phone messages, but I don't call them back. My brother almost sent the police to do a wellness check. I do call him back.
I had been seeing someone, but he lived in LA and no one was flying, so I just let it go. I let him go. He let me go.
I couldn't stop thinking about the rats. I thought it was those damn cookies.
Did those plates of cookies lure them in? Are the rats my fault? I had dreams of bludgeoning rats.
I had a dream one night of cooking the rats and eating them, like cooking them in a casserole.
Then it became a recurring dream. Roasted rats, brine, stew.
Piles of cooked rats.
And piles of living rats.
I didn't think I want to die.
I just thought I don't want to live.
One night, after one of the horrible rat dreams, I hurled myself out of bed. I called the landlord. Hello? Hello, you have to do something about the rats. I know it's the middle of the night, but this is an emergency.
I left the landlord messages all night. This is an emergency. I could hear myself downstairs on the phone. I could hear myself yelling at the landlord through the floorboards.
I put on combat boots and winter gloves.
Winter gloves and reading glasses.
I got on my hands and knees and I found every tiny hole.
Stuffed seal wool into them.
Took the butcher knife.
Sharpened it.
Made a pot of coffee.
Turned on every light in the apartment.
Held the knife ready.
Tracking the shadows.
All night.
Till daylight.
Toilets flushing, water running.
Building waking up.
People waking up. Go away.
Your landlord says you gotta let me in. I'm the exterminator. You gotta let me in so I can do my job.
That was not what he sounded like.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, try the voice modulator. Try the voice. That's why we have this thing.
Yes.
Your landlord says you gotta let me in. I'm the exterminator. You gotta let me in so I can do my job.
Holding my knife, I open the door.
I open my door holding my knife.
The exterminator in and I leave the apartment. I haven't left the apartment in weeks and I just
walk out into the hall.
I run down
I'm
the hall.
I'm running down the hall. I am in the elevator. It stops on the second floor. There I am.
How can I be standing there and standing here at the same time?
I think, God, I look terrible. So pale.
Why am I holding a giant knife?
I'm wearing gloves. And glasses.
okay?
No.
No. Did you make the cookies?
Yes.
Did you eat the cookies?
No.
No.
Are you gonna make it?
Are you gonna make it?
Why are you screaming?
Put down that knife!
I'm gonna go back inside. I'm gonna take the stairs. Do not follow me. Do not follow me.
I'm following you. I don't want to, but I'm following you.
Get away from me. Get away from me!
Get away from me!
Get away from me!
Crystal. Sorry, can we stop?
Yeah, of course. Do you want some water?
I'm just thinking that we went from describing what happened to reenacting it, and I'm wondering if that's going to be confusing to the listeners. Wait, are you expecting someone?
No.
The exterminator?
What?
You have to let me in so I can do my job.
I thought the notice said he's coming once a month now.
I thought you weren't coming again till next month.
This is the last week of the weekly spring. Then we go month to month.
Don't open it. What if he isn't the real exterminator?
No, come on, he's the exterminator.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Yes, so go ahead and do what you gotta do.
The kitchen is right around here, right?
Okay, yeah. Let's take a break and then we'll start again in like 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's good.
Wait, don't go.
What?
It's just, well... I wrote a song for you.
For me?
Well, for both of you, and I want to play it for you.
Oh my god, you have a guitar.
Yeah.
Very
yeah, I brought it with
oh,
me.
Gosh.
But I don't need to plug it
know
in
if
or anything.
This is the time
I can just stand here.
That.
Maybe you
so
could.
So random.
I
put it on.
Should
no,
be
I'm sorry.
Media
I'm just not explaining this very well. So I wrote a song for and about the two of you, and it's also about me when I was 15, and kind of also about me right now.
I think you should set the traps or spray or whatever it is you need to do for the rats.
I don't know why I can't spit this out.
I don't feel very comfortable with this.
There's an infestation of rats. Okay, all right. This is the song. Here it goes. Can I stand over here? I think these curtains will absorb the sound best. Okay, I'm gonna stand right here. Okay, so, thank you. I'm just a little nervous. Climb up the street light, write our name in wet cement, smoking cigarettes and eating candy. We know just what we're doing, even when we start a fight. Come here, now get away. Come here, now get away. Come here, now get away. Cigarettes and candy, why don't you understand me? I got this handled, but everybody's talking about how I used to be. Everybody's talking,
everybody's
saying
talking,
that I'm always flirting. Everybody's talking, saying I ain't worth the time. Saying that I'm lying and getting mad at me. I don't need you, you get away from me. I don't need you, come on over here. I need you, late night, I call you. I need someone to hold me. I need someone to listen and tell me I'll be okay, I'll be okay. I'm a man. kindness, some cigarettes and candy. Come here and show me how. Show me. Come on, show me. We are not alone. Show me. We are not alone. Come on, show me. Come on, show me. Show me.
You Can't Hide From Yourself, an audio thriller, An Incantation, by Aaron Courtney. Produced and directed by Kate Bergstrom. Written for Crystal Finn and Lucy Taylor, with Todd Almond as the exterminator. Sound designed by Michael Costagliola. Composed and music directed by Todd Almond. Associate produced and stage managed by Calvin Anderson.